Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Previously we were discussing in regards to monetary dealings. And now for a person to correct his monetary dealings and making compliant to Sharia, to the will, the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And as a businessman, how to inculcate in oneself the akhlaq, the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as Ulama explained also, when it comes to business dealings, even if the kuffar have to adopt, the disbelievers have to adopt the principles of Sharia, the character, the traits, and the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will bless them also. We find many a non-Muslim company will have it there. They bring back the goods after 14 days with a smile, we will take it back and return your money. When it comes to the Muslim businessman, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and save us from greed. He'll have a board in his shop. No apro, no returns, no exchange, all no's. And you find in the riwayat, when Sahaba Ikram described Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he never knew the word no. There's always leniency, easy going, because we're not living for this world, we're living for akhirat. If this deal that I'm making right now can earn me my akhirat, by all means. But I lose my dunya, because when it comes to iman, we say hearing is believing. We heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that sadqa will increase wealth, we believe. Although the eyes say that your wealth is decreasing, but the ears say and iman says increasing, we believe that. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that riba, insurance, usury, and all these things will decrease a person's wealth. The kuffar say it will increase. Nabi of Allah said it will decrease. We believe what we hear. So how to bring these qualities into our life? We have to go and learn how to be a real Muslim businessman. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu will go to the marketplace and he will make i'lan. If you haven't learned how to run your business, close it up immediately and come to the masjid. You haven't learned. So before we do anything, we have to learn. In Sharia, we have different a'mal. Allah Ta'ala has given us a complete system. Salah, we have to learn. Quran tilawat, we have to learn. Running a business is a major part of our life that we take in, which is halal. How to run our business. So, in regards to this, we discussed many things previously. Today we'll just read a few lines in this beautiful kitab in regards to how to conduct ourselves when it comes to loans also. Somebody wants a loan, I want a loan, how to conduct myself. Somebody asked me how to conduct myself in that regards, whether you're the creditor or the debtor. So a man was in desperate need for a loan. He approached one of his acquaintances, he came to one of his friends to request him for a loan of 10,000 dirhams, 10,000 silver coins. So his companion didn't mind giving him their own, but he wanted a witness or a guarantor for this transaction since it was such a large amount of money. So naturally he wanted some security. So he asked the person for a witness and he could not find anyone to stand as a witness for him. Showing us there'll be times in life no one to be a witness and no one to stand as a guarantor. Somebody came to me for a loan, doesn't have a witness, doesn't want a guarantor. Now my mind, how does he think right now? My honorable and beloved Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib, he says that yes, outwardly we have become Muslim. But abhi tak dil, dimag or nafs, musalman nahi bana. As yet the heart and the mind hasn't become Muslim. How will I react to him as a Muslim? Or what is the kufr tariqah and system right now? Because we're born in a kufr world. We only saw the kufr style. I need a witness. I need a guarantor. Now there's no mercy. As we say commonly also, that live like brothers or friends, but deal like strangers. So we hold very fast to that. I don't know you. So I can't even trust you also. And the nazar and the gaze, only dunya. I need my money. So I need a witness, I need a guarantor. But if there's some iman in the person's heart, and he knows the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person also has akhlaq in him, how Allah will be the third, so to say, partner in that transaction. So he wanted a witness, he wanted a guarantor, but there was no one available. So he asked the person for a witness, and he could not find anyone to stand as a witness for him. He told him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient as a witness. Hasbunallah. Allah is sufficient. That I have iman, I have a'mal in my life, Allah is sufficient for me as a witness. He then asked him for some sort of guarantee. What can you give me? Unfortunately, he had no means of providing collateral either. No guarantee he had either. Thus he stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffices as a guarantor. Now, if I ask myself, person has no guarantee, no guarantor, no witness. So what do we say typically here in Durban? We'll see. Meaning the sea is big enough, there's no end to it. Don't come back. No witness, no guarantee, no guarantor, don't come back. But we're telling, we'll see. We'll make mashwara, we'll make istikhara. Istikhara, we know maximum 7 days. 7 months gone, he hasn't come back as yet. Which kitab he's reading, which ulama is making mashwara with, we don't know. But he say, we'll see, we give some hope. But nothing coming through. So look at these two brothers, my dear brothers. What transpired thereafter? He says, I don't have any collateral. Thus he stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffices as a guarantor. His acquaintance, his companion accepted the statement and gave him the loan of 10,000 dirhams. He gave it to him without any witness, any guarantee. After securing the loan, the person traveled to another location on the other side of the river. The due date for the loan had approached, and this person wanted to repay the creditor. Had in his heart, genuine, I will repay him on that specific day. When a person has his intention, Hadith Sharif says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely help him. Allah will come to his assistance, even in the last hour also, Allah ta'ala will provide for him. So he wanted to repay it. The due date for the loan had approached, and this person wanted to repay his creditor, but he could not find any way of delivering the money to go across the river. There were no boats readily available to carry him over to the other side of the river. He wanted to keep the promise and tried desperately to fulfill it. He decided to cut out a piece of wood and carve out the inside. He placed the money along with a letter to his creditor in the carved out wood and sealed it tightly. He then released it into the river, placing his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To that extent, amal behind him, the intention was good. Genuinely, said only we're living for dunya, this will also secure my akhirat. Their nazar, their gaze was for akhirat, their qabr, and for the jannat forever. So he set it to sail, so to say, placing his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the appointed time approached, the creditor waited by the shore side to meet his debtor. Amazingly, the box reached the destination, and the creditor opened the box with a letter from his debtor. This is the result of both parties placing their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and trying their best to act according to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif. From here we can see just a person's intention is correct, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to his assistance. But remember, all his a'mal we do also. Many a'mal the ummah are doing for barakat. You want barakat. Ya ulama say that be very careful, we're not doing the amal for the perks. We're not doing that action for the perks. We heard now for this wazifa, for this amal, for Salatul Fajr, Allah will give so much of barakat. So we're only doing it for that, for the barakat. The intention should be, Allah, we're doing it only for you. The amal is only for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The example they give is a person is buying a cow for the dung. And by the way, he's getting the milk. Say, inna lillahi. Say, buy the cow for the milk, feed it good stuff, and you'll get the dung by the way. So do the amal for the milk, for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the dung of dunya, Allah will throw it at you. You'll pick it up on the roadside. It'll be there. Don't do the amal now for the dunya. Do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you become so happy with the amal I am doing, that Ya Allah, you provide for me. So the intention should be very clear and correct also. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika.